This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is heading into its third fall of the COVID-19 pandemic, and many residents are vaccinated. But as CPR health reporter John Daly explains, many aren't.
Perhaps the most persistent gap has been among Hispanic Coloradans. According to the state's website, more than half haven't gotten at least one dose of coronavirus vaccine. Through a translator, Josefina Quevedo of Aurora says her husband Antonio caught COVID-19 and died.
Yes, everyone is vaccinated in our family because we saw what happened with my husband.
Children aged 5 to 11 also lag behind, with just 38% now having gotten two doses. Vaccine advocates are urging a more intensive push, especially at neighborhood events, to help improve the rates. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Denver City Council has approved a $2.4 million contract with the Downtown Denver Partnership to try to bring more people downtown. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports foot traffic is still down 30% compared to before the pandemic.
The money will come from the federal government's American Recovery Plan. It seeks to increase business for restaurants and shops by using marketing and events. A separate contract with Visit Denver, a different downtown booster group, will focus more on tourism. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A prison psychologist says Robert Deere could stand trial for killing three people at a Planned Parenthood clinic if he is given antipsychotic medication. That's from testimony Tuesday in a hearing to determine whether Deere should be forcibly medicated. He's been diagnosed with a delusional disorder and so far unable to be tried for the attack on the clinic in Colorado Springs in 2015. A judge has granted a temporary restraining order against a ban on assault weapons in Boulder County. The gun group Rocky Mountain Gun Owners is suing the county over its gun measures. It's the group's fifth lawsuit in Colorado over gun regulations. Another legal challenge seeks to overturn state limits on magazine capacity. I'm Mike Lamp. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.